a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I am very big on the science of making the perfect sandwich, the perfect burger.
Right, yeah.
Because there's been times in my life where I've made the perfect sandwich and I think I should write this down.
No one's there to taste it.
Because there's so many.
Well, you're on your own.
No, but I can tell. And there's so many different ways that you could do it. Cheese on bottom, cheese on top, lettuce in the middle, lettuce on, like, you know, it all depends, right?
Cheese on your bottom, you say?
Yeah. Anyway, so in a burger, generally we've got meat, cheese, tomato, onion, depending on what you're after,
lettuce.
Right? Lettuce. But scientists have just revealed the formula for the perfect burger. I don't know if I agree.
Okay.
I like some of it. I like kind of where they're going. But it's not just what is in the perfect burger. It's how to arrange it.
All right. Let's do it. Let's go through it.
Okay. So,
do you want
from
to hear
10 to 1?
10.
10 ingredients.
10
ingredients.
Oh, 10 God. Who's got the time?
Well, put some fun music over it and we'll do a countdown.
Now.
Okay. So, the perfect burger is 7 centimetres tall, right? They reckon. Yeah. 2.7 inches. So you start off with bun.
Yep.
Then ketchup.
Tomato sauce, yes.
Then soy sauce.
I'm out.
Sorry, me too.
I'm out. I'm done.
I know. But how about we take that out of our
soy sauce.
I don't know.
If you're putting soy sauce on the bun, like that's dumb.
It says the ketchup.
Yeah,
first.
Yeah, but that's not going to stop the soy sauce running through and making it all soggy.
Well, it will if you actually layer the ketchup on, I guess.
Where are you getting this information?
I'm getting it from a scientist. Anyway, then put the music back. Iceberg lettuce.
Okay.
Then a gherkin.
Right.
Okay, you got me back,
like
right?
A pickle.
Tomato.
Yeah.
Then camembert cheese.
I knew there was going to be some Gruyere. I was actually going to say to you.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Then a Wagyu beef burger. I mean, Cozzy lives. Camembert and Wagyu beef. Let's just say Kraft cheese slices and a rissole. Serrano ham, which I don't even know what that is. Ham. Fancy ham. And then the bun on top.
All right. So what this is an ad. You can get this burger at XYZ chain.
No.
It's the soy camembert burger.
Not. But the University of Oxford have also said.
Oh, okay. It's English people. They know nothing about food.
So they've said aromatic elements of a burger, namely the meat, should be near the top. Okay? And I think when I make my burger, what do? I think I put it near the bottom.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to smell the meat. What are they talking about?
Well, yeah, because they're like,
aromatic.
They obviously want you to go, burger.
Meat.
Meat.
Sniff the meat. These scientists, there's something going on there.
Okay.
Something funky going on there. Okay. Soy sauce on a burger. Sniffing meat.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's do it. Fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important that you think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts. Just changing the tone and the vibe a little bit every so often,
that's
good. Keep it fresh.
Yeah.
It's important. Keeps the spice there.
No, stop talking.
In Russia, it's considered good luck for a cat to cross the threshold of a new home first.
Ah, yes.
So the biggest bank in the country offers a loan of a free cat with every mortgage.
Oh, bless. I hope they take care
you want
of those
cat?
Cats.
You want cat? Also, you want cat? You want house? You want cat?
Why might I not?
I'm on fire with my accents today.
Yeah, yeah, I'd just settle down.
They're very similar, aren't they?
Yeah, you've reached your peak.
Oh, have I?
Mm.
In a life sense and also in an accent this morning sense. Apparently, men are more likely to disobey traffic lights if their sat-nav voice is female. And that is just straight up risky behaviour because you're trying to impress a female. Trying to impress a girl by being cool and like thinking you're better than everyone else.
Say what it really is.
What
not
is it?
Listening
to a female. I did not hear. Do you say turn left? That's a weird way
I can't understand, woman. You're too dramatic.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop at this red light. Way too dramatic. Not listening to you.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Did you know that your brain is constantly eating itself?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, yours specifically. That's just you. That's yeah. not that's not a general fun fact. That's a you fun fact.
Yeah.
Rapid fire ones. I'm glad you didn't have any follow-up questions there because I didn't know how it was working. But rapid fire ones. There are 96 bags of pee on the moon left behind. We imagine, we assume they're still there. The average London pigeon has 1.6 feet.
Oh.
Yeah. And in the 1700s, you could rent pineapples for parties.
Your style of parties.
Yeah, it's got a, it's, that's why it's got a theme. The country with the most time zones in is France with 12. I mean, you think it's hard here.
Oh, my gosh.
When we go into daylight savings and you got to work out what the Northern Territory is versus 12? South Australia versus Queensland. 12,
surely not.
12 time zones. Yeah.
Surely not.
11, but then there's one in the Antarctic region as well.
You said France.
Yes.
Okay,
they got
sorry.
A bit of, they got
sorry,
a bit,
yeah, nah, sorry.
No, they got a bit of Antarctica.
I thought
yeah.
you meant Europe. I thought that would make more sense.
No, just France.
Okay, I shall listen.
En français. Oh, see, there I go. Again.
Ask Francais.
No, ask Baxay. The word escape. You like that?
People must hate us.
They do. People
they
hate us so
I'm
much.
I'm so sorry.
You should get on Facebook. You'll
us.
See people
oh,
hate
yeah.
us. The word escape comes from Vulgar Latin. The word is escapare. And that means, that means, you'll love this. This is cute. So the word escape comes from the word, the Latin word escapare, which means to get out of your cape and leave a pursuer holding only your cape.
Oh,
so they grab
yoink.
You and you're like, not today. So
I
good.
Love that.
Yeah, there's
I
other ones. That. There's other ones, but I think we end it there.
Okay.
Fun fact.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So Sydney Aquarium, they shared some devastating news. They announced the death of one of their penguins.
Okay, you're going to be all right with this because I know you are sort of very affected by everything, but particularly animal-related content.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be able to get through it.
Okay,
okay so... They were an internationally famous... No, don't. Why are you doing this? Don't. No, no.
Just setting the scene.
No, I don't need you to set the scene. Don't.
Go on, tell us about the penguin.
No, mate, I won't be able to get through it if you play this.
Okay.
Don't, I'm already starting. Okay. So Sven, one of the couples, so there's Sven and Magic, right?
Yeah.
They've been together for 6 years and they happen to be a same-sex couple.
Mm.
And Sven... passed away through natural causes. Mate, why are you doing this to me? Seriously. Thank
sorry.
You. Okay. Dying.
Okay, I'm not. I'm not. I've got nothing. I've stopped.
So he died at the age of 11, right?
Yeah.
And so if you don't know about these two penguins, you might be thinking, gay penguins, the world's gone woke. Because a lot of people did, right?
Yeah, sure.
They were like... they were legitimately a couple for the last 6 years.
But they
and
do,
what
they,
happened,
don't they? Penguins, they're like life partners.
They're
sort
life
of
partners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Magic was sitting in the enclosure and Sven came over with a pebble, like a stone, right?
Mm.
And presented that to Magic.
Mm.
And that is like a form of proposing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So Magic was like, oh my God, I feel the same way too. Whatever. They got together and then they started exhibiting normal relationship penguin behavior, right?
Yeah.
So they looked at them and they're like, it looks like they are ready for a baby, right? So they gave them a fake egg and then one of them, oh, well, that both of them kind of had shifts, but one of them sat on it and they were like, okay,
yeah.
we are going to give them a real egg.
Aww.
So they gave them a real egg
yeah.
and they brought into the world two penguin children
yeah.
of theirs, right? There's a photo of them here holding hands.
They're gay penguin dads. So
gay
cute.
Penguin dads.
Yeah.
So beautiful. And they raised Lara and Clancy.
Yeah.
Two penguins.
Yeah.
And they had a beautiful little family. Anyway, so Sven's passed away.
So Magic's left behind.
So imagine after Sven passed, you.
Sorry, that was too dramatic. I came back at the really dramatic bit.
It's all right. So Magic, they left Sven there so that Magic would come say goodbye.
Yeah.
Right? And then Magic started doing this song.
Mm.
And then all the other penguins in the enclosure came around and they all started singing together.
Yeah.
Isn't that so beautiful? They were all singing this song.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye to Sven.
Yeah. Oh, that is beautiful. Can you tell me what's the song?
Oh, when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio.
Serious question, was it?
Okay, that's enough. That's enough from me. Push it. Thank you. Thank you for finishing.
And I am free at last.
See?
What a blast.
Oh. R.I.P. Sven.
R.I.P. Sven. It's a beautiful part of nature.
I love you. Love you too, Maggie.
And
Lara and Clancy and all your bird friends.
She means that so much more than she loves any of us, guys. Just know that Loggie loves the animals more than she loves you every day.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.